And today we come to a pair of opposites, still more rarefied. And we shall be seeing how the Bodhisattva synthesizes them in his life and his work and his spiritual experience. And this still more rarefied pair of opposites is represented by dhyana on the one hand and prajna on the other. That is to say, by meditation in the widest sense and wisdom. And these two are, of course, the last two paramitas, the fifth and the sixth of the perfections of the transcendental virtues to be practiced by the Bodhisattva. And inasmuch as this lecture deals with the last two paramitas, with the last two perfections or transcendental virtues, it is entitled On the Threshold of Enlightenment, because that is where we find ourselves when we practice, whether separately or together, wisdom and meditation, meditation and wisdom. These two between them represent the consummation of what is known as the establishment aspect of the bodhicitta. Now, it's very difficult to know where to begin. We have here two vast subjects, meditation and wisdom. One could well speak on either of these for a very long time, and perhaps not succeed in saying, in comparison with the enormity, the greatness of the subject matter, really very much. In any case, there's no question of trying to treat these two subjects exhaustively. All that can be offered in the course of the next 45 or 50 minutes is a more or less connected account of certain topics of importance. Now, first of all, dhyana. Dhyana. We've translated this as meditation, which will do. It's good enough for practical purposes. But the term dhyana, like so many other Indian, Buddhist, Sanskrit and Pali terms, is really untranslatable. But we shan't go very far wrong if we consider it as comprising two things. First of all, what we may describe as higher states of consciousness. This is one of the meanings of dhyana, simply higher states of consciousness, supernormal states of consciousness, states of consciousness above and beyond those of our ordinary, everyday, waking mind. And secondly, dhyana covers not only the higher states of consciousness themselves, but the various practices leading to the experience of these higher, these supernormal states of consciousness. Now, these higher states, these supernormal states of consciousness themselves, are of two kinds, very broadly speaking. On the one hand, one has those higher states of consciousness which are still mundane, and on the other hand, those which are truly transcendental. What this distinction really means, we shall see perhaps a little later on. We're going to deal with each of these topics in turn.